This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. So far, our week's off to a good start. Nice Monday. Give me some nice weather today. It's about to get a little bit better for someone out there, and they would be caller number 97. We'll take caller 97 at 800-400-3697. Not only will you win passes for Alice in Winterland, which is a great show. It's One Republic, Leon Bridges, Michael Franti. There are a few tickets still available. You go to livenation.com to get those. But if you want to win your way in and get to go to the Sarah and Vinny pre-party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Presented by Bud Light. Be caller number 97 right now. 800-400-3697. Caller number 97 is in, not just to Winterland, but also to our party. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of chances to get in on this all day. So keep it right here on the Alice all the live long day.
Thanks, Bud Light.
Yeah. Are we doing this all week?
We are.
All right, great. So this time tomorrow, I'll meet you here if you don't win. For some reason, you don't win right now.
Our other text number, the one where you can, you know, have your say. 800-400-3697. Here's some of that stuff. Sarah and Vinny and Yuzette, we went out yesterday and got 129 crabs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what?
I'll ship you some crab cakes if I can get passes into the next secret show party.
Oh. We're not allowed to do stuff like that.
I wish.
We get in trouble.
What? Why did they buy a... Do they own a restaurant? Or
I wonder if they went fishing.
Or a crab feed. But 129 crabs?
I wonder if they went crabbing.
Sounds like it's their thing. They went
crabbing.
Hauled
them in.
Yeah.
Wow. So fresh. They're going to make some crab cakes. Mm.
Oh, look at this. Here's a picture of what they... Of their loop.
You know, maybe we could just... I mean, is there no loophole
we can
jump through here to get some crab cakes?
Sorry.
I love crab cakes. They had crab cakes at Asia SF on Saturday. Mm. Holy cow, look at that. Damn, that's a pile of crab. I want those crabs.
Someone also sent Vinny on text the Singapore chili crab. I guess it's like a kit that you can use.
Oh.
And, you know, you buy the crab and then maybe use this mixing. I'm going to look it up and see
okay.
if I can buy it.
Yeah.
She
wants to make it at home.
I do.
I saw a thing over the weekend about Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask... So has Hooman seen it?
Hooman's back here.
Yeah, Hooman
he
has
saw
seen
Bohemian
it.
Rhapsody.
Okay. Yeah. In the thing that I saw on my little Facebook page, they were talking about when Freddie Mercury was a little boy, his overbite was so pronounced, he was relentlessly teased, like to the point where the kid couldn't go anywhere. He was a shut-in. Mm-hmm. He collected stamps because they
tortured.
Were his friends. He was tortured. He didn't sort of really come out of that until, I guess he grew up in India, of all places. And then they moved to, is any of that in the film?
They show him basically, I think, around the age of 22, 23. That's how the film starts. It doesn't show him as a little kid.
Oh.
And they don't give much of the history, how he got to where he was.
There is a moment where he brings his girlfriend over and her family and then... Freddie's mom busts out the photo album and says, and kind of does kind of a history lesson for everyone, saying, you know, they were persecuted in Persia, their people, and they moved to India. And so you get a little tease, but you don't see him as a child with a giant overbite. They do make fun of him as an adult in the film briefly for
because
his overbite.
Of the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, when he's on stage for the first time singing with Queen.
Hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm interested how much you're going to love it.
I'm sure I'm going to love it a lot. It just, everything I hear just sounds so great.
I went to Nazaré, Portugal last month. I was so disappointed there were no waves. Locals said, in the winter. Yeah, I mean, that's the way the ocean is. You have to catch
it's got
it.
Got its times.
Every surfer has had that trip where you've been looking forward to it and you paid all your money and you got there
and
you're
screwed.
Flat. And you're just going to play ping pong for 5 days.
Right. Sounds great.
Where's Briny Boy?
Briny Boy is homesick. And really, it's, you know, I guess he said he was just not wanting to pass it on to us. He's been
too
sick
late
for a few days. I know.
Oh. Vin, the Beastie Boys are in SF tonight. Should I pay $200 for a ticket?
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about, because I know they've been making the rounds about this book that they have out.
Yeah.
But are you telling me that
they're
plan to perform? Because I don't think they are. And if that's what you're going to see, then you definitely shouldn't pay $200. You need to look into that, because I don't know what they're doing.
I mean, there are ticket scams out there, you know? People get taken.
It might be real.
It might be.
I love the Beastie Boys. I would love to see that. I've seen them before, and they're incredible.
Right.
But one of them has passed, and I don't think they perform anymore.
Right.
I don't know. Beastie Boys book, Live and Direct with Adam Horowitz and Michael Diamond tickets. This is tonight, 7:30 at the Norse Theater.
So this is less of a performance, more of sort of a book tour?
I don't know. Maybe they're combining things. I was trying to look to see if Michelle's out there. I was talking to someone about this the other day.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I'm seeing tickets 166, 190, 214.
Yeah, listen, if you love them and you're open for some weird... Oh, boy.
I'd do some research to find out what's... Because I don't think they're going to perform. And they were great live. They're guys who, they rap, but they also play their instruments. And I've never seen anything quite... Kid Rock's probably the closest thing I've seen to it, where they just do this weird switch instruments and keep jamming.
I love that.
It is the coolest thing to see when you watch just crazy talented people do whatever.
Right. People are amazing.
I love that. Mm. So they were one of the bands that did that. They could just rap, but they'd also go into a song and jam. They were originally a punk band, I believe. The Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Human, babies are a totally valid excuse for skipping out on things. We have a one-year-old, and even if we show up to a function, we can't enjoy it because babies need constant attention and care. What's the point of going if you can't participate?
Yeah.
The very next one says, 925, says, Vinny, it's called a portable breast pump. I went everywhere when my son was a newborn.
Yeah, but do you want to? And if there's any part of you that doesn't want to, then do you have to?
Right.
You must be young.
Yeah.
Old people like the couch.
Because sleep is a thing.
I'll sleep and I'm dead.
That terrible Tenacious D sounded like a Meatloaf album. Yuck.
Yeah, that was not great. Well, he tries so hard to be funny and clever, and I think they wasted it all on that. I mean, they used it all up on that first. That first record was so just... Oh, I just love that record so much.
Is it all the same people in the band?
You know, the main guy is obviously Jack Black, but it's his friend Kyle. So most of it was just him and Kyle, and I don't know that they have like a set band. I mean, when they toured, I saw them maybe on the second album. Mm-hmm. And they definitely had a band in place. But I don't know if they have some set band, you know.
408 says, my husband does Christmas lighting. On average, $450 to $600 for a roof line. That includes light rental, install, removal, and also storing the lights for you for next year if you use your own lights. So there's the price. I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to be
lot.
The dark house on the corner.
Yeah.
Forget it. Not happening. $600.
I mean, it
that sounds on the low side too.
I know. I was gonna say it actually does sound. It sounds worth it if you can afford it, but you know,
and if you really want to go all
sure,
out like that,
you know. I feel like maybe I'd feel guilty, like I was so lazy that I paid someone to come and do this stuff. I don't know. Man.
4 and 5, Ben. Please don't ever say, how are you going to make money doing that to your kids? My dad said that to me, and I didn't follow my passion. Never found my purpose, and now I'm in my 50s and so dissatisfied. P127, material well-being will always follow...
Oh, Psalm 137.
Oh, okay, P127. Material well-being always followed spiritual progress. Let them follow their hearts. OFOC. XO. Yeah, I wasn't the one that said that. My buddy was the one who was a theology major and said, I can't make money from this. So, and, but he's happy.
Yeah.
He works at his church. He loves it.
Right.
But it was, we were just, you know, you drive to surf and you're talking. And that was one of the things that I went, whoa, theology major.
Huh. What does Brian's wife do?
She's a teacher.
I was just thinking, unless he goes into being a professor of theology,
He works at a church.
And goes on touring, you know, at different circuits. Vinny, 650209 says, in Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie says that he had four extra incisors, which gives his voice a greater range.
That's what that thing said, too.
Wow. That's a lot of extra front teeth.
That's why he never fixed it. And then it looks like he went to India for boarding school. His family lived in Zanzibar before moving to the UK.
Zanzibar! Funny.
415 says, what does Hooman think of televangelists like Joel Osteen and the fact that their churches don't pay taxes?
He likes that guy.
Well, don't all nonprofits not pay taxes?
I think his mind changed a little about
Joel. Joel preaches really interesting. He doesn't preach the whole Bible. You know, he says
picks and chooses, huh? That's weird.
He says, you know, this my role on this earth is to encourage people and build them up, and it's what he does. He's hugely successful at it.
So he's like a motivational biblical guy,
right? Yeah, I mean, he's definitely had his fair share of missteps. But listen, every preacher at one point has said something inaccurate from the pulpit.
Well, what about when he wouldn't let those poor people in?
Yeah, that was kind of messed up.
By his
own private jet. That's kind of weird too.
Remember the big floods. Was that last year? This year? Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think he's got
that's right.
Four services every Sunday, and each service has 16,000 people in it.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So he's doing okay.
He's making his money for sure.
Yeah. And not paying his taxes on it.
Do they tithe him?
Tithe. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how he's able to afford that jet.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
But he writes books, and those books always end up number one, the New York Times bestseller.
Yeah.
415 says, I love you guys so much. I think about removing my arms all the time for better sleeping.
See? We're not the only ones.
Yeah, it would be so great. You know, if you could just, like, stick them on somewhere.
Like,
and
stick
then
them on
the
hook.
Morning. Yeah, whatever.
And
right.
Then, and in the morning, I could put them on.
Put them back on. God, they're in the way.
Although, I guess I would need someone to help me put them on.
Yeah, maybe you could just click in, you know? Like skis. Just click, click.
Okay.
God, I love that sound. Hope I get to go skiing this year.
Clicking into skis? Mm.
It's like everything sucks. You're just like wrestling with all your equipment. You get your kids and you get there and you're all hot and sweaty. You're walking around in your big heavy clothes and then you go click, click.
Yeah, now you get to float for a while.
Let's go do
this. Yep.
Yeah.
510 Nazaree is where my grandma lives. Vinny, look up the videos. The waves are I've seen the videos. It's the biggest wave in the world, it looks like.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's going to be any place we find that's bigger.
Yeah.
It's those huge videos you've been seeing.
Something about it, like an offshore ravine that creates it. Like it's like three times as deep as the Grand Canyon.
Mm.
And somehow it curls the water into these just gigantic
One of the
things.
Videos that I saw not too long ago, and I don't think it's the guy that you saw on the 60 Minutes last night, but this dude drops in on the biggest wave. It's a mountain moving 40 miles per hour is what it is. It's huge, this wave. And it starts to fall onto itself, and he doesn't get away from it, and it lands right behind him, and the explosion, he's bounced forward, and he breaks his back. When he lands, his back breaks, and he can't... They had to rescue him, and he's okay, and I think he's going to surf again, but... The thing, you can't believe the power behind these things. Wow. It's a mountain of water going 40 miles per hour falling on you.
No thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I like surfing. Mm. No thanks. 415 says, LOL, be nice to Vinny. He's a delicate flower.
About what?
Just all the mean stuff you guys do.
Oh, yeah. We're
all
the
time.
To you, poor delicate flower, you.
I'm delicate, too. Right in
oh, my God.
Oh,
shut up.
Please.
All of us.
Shut
None
up,
of us
Hooman.
Is delicate.
Delicate.
We have, rhino skin in these rooms. You big babies.
Sexy look, Sarah, in plaid shirt, ripped off sleeves, shopping for tools at Lowe's. Hee, hee, hee.
What? Oh, ho, ho. They're imagining you.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Time to come out, girl.
Yeah, Sarah.
Listen,
come
if I
on
had
out.
Someplace to come out, I would. I actually, you know, If anything, I might be bi, but I'm definitely not a full.
Oh, you're bi.
I'm definitely not a full gay.
We've seen you do your
thing. If I was, I wouldn't be embarrassed about it. I'd just tell you.
You would?
Yeah, wouldn't you? Oh, wait. Maybe you wouldn't. He's moved away from the mic. I know. I see that you're waiting for him to say more.
Well, I mean, you were poking the bear there, weren't you?
Well, I don't know. And he said,
did
what
I use it right that time? Is that right? Poking the bear?
Yeah, don't poke bears.
Okay.
It's not. Yeah. Don't poke a bear. Oh, he's already getting ready to leave.
Oh, my God.
Is this something I said?
One foot is out the door.
Well, he's going on his big retreat.
When do you leave? Do you leave today?
I have a lot to do. I just have
a lot
to do.
He's got to see a movie today, too.
Oh, you're not leaving until tomorrow,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, he's probably not leaving until tomorrow at 10.
I know.
But he can't possibly come into work.
Oh, God, why would he? Hey, are you concerned about the fires at all?
Can you come to work if Bryn doesn't come in? I'm going to need you.
Yeah, the Lord would like you to help
the
your
Lord
family.
Wants you to help those who can't help themselves.
Who help you?
Yeah. What do you think, Who?
Yeah? Oh, you're so awesome, Hooman. Thank you so much.
He said he will. Okay, we got to find
no,
out.
No, I'm just going to guilt him into it.
Oh, all right,
I got
good.
This. Great. I'm Catholic.
Yeah, you're good. We're good at guilt the Catholics, the recovering Catholics.
That lady is focused on appearances, but apparently not superstitious because it's supposed to be bad luck to let someone put on your engagement ring.
Mm,
yeah.
Heard that.
Is it?
I don't know, but it did seem like, I wouldn't want anyone else putting on my engagement ring.
You don't care?
No, I don't care. I think it's funny.
This lady didn't her hands didn't look good when she got proposed to, so she made her cousin put on a ring and hold it up, you know, from outside the picture as though it was her hand. Uh-huh. It was cute.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Clever.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. But,
yeah, totally.
You know, she wants her hand to look good. You don't blame her.
Okay, if you say so.
Now we all know it's not her hand.
All right, well, we better break so Hooman can leave, everyone.
Yes,
so,
Hooman needs to go.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. There's things that suck about Mondays. You know, everyone has to get back to the grind and stuff. But I do love coming in here and seeing you guys and catching up after everything that goes on.
I like getting back to the routine of the work week.
Well, it would be really nice if we could get into the routine where all the people who work here were here. So it would be great if Hooman wasn't going on his retreat this week and if Bryn wasn't sick. So maybe by Friday we'll all be back.
I don't know about that.
I look forward to Wednesday because the voting
Wednesday?
Will be done.
Oh, yes. Right. And Survivor's on Wednesday.
Oh,
so
you know what?
I'm so glad.
I thought about this last week. We never even talked about Survivor last week.
We did a little bit. Very, very, very little bit.
Because we had the secret show and then we got...
And then it was Halloween.
Right.
Yeah, and then we had people's in.
Yeah, we had a million people in.
I actually thought about it today. Did it air last night?
Survivor?
Yeah.
No, it's Wednesday.
Oh, it's just Wednesday.
Yeah, just Wednesday.
Does it get into Sundays also?
I think they usually do the...
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, because I miss the finale every time.
Right. I just had it in my head. Big Brother.
Maybe
it's on Sundays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're back. The week has begun. We're going to muscle through this. Mm-hmm. It's only 50 days till Christmas. So we're going to get through it together.
Mm. So what's going on the rest of the day today? Because it sounds like, is Lexi in?
That's a good question.
Oh,
I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you on that.
We don't know
one.
What's going on. I know I followed Jane on her adventures over the weekend. She was on some music trip.
Oh, was she?
Looking at bands. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess she was off on Friday, so she was doing stuff.
Yeah she was discovering bands, everyone.
Jane. Oh, that's what a good little music director does.
Uh-huh.
Good job, Jane.
Yeah, so everything is all in disarray. Welcome to the party. Keep it here on Alice. We have lots of chances for you to win your way into Alice in Winterland and... These tickets come with passes to the Sarah and Vinny pre-show party.
Mm-hmm.
So be listening to Alice all day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.